Welcome to the Mama Bear Dares podcast. I'm Tessie.
And I'm Leslie.
And we are sisters-in-law. We started this podcast because we believe that it isn't necessarily the celebrity, the well-known, the rich that are making the actual waves in the world. It's the moms. It's actually the women who maybe aren't even moms, right? It's these people who you've seen just move throughout the world, creating ripples of love and compassion wherever they go. Even on their bad days, they seem to have enough love and enough vulnerability to just make you feel such good energy coming from them. And these are the women we get to interview on Monday. It's a really tough job, Leslie. It is a tough, tough job.
It is. It's so hard.
To interview these amazing, incredible women. But we do it. We do it for you guys. On Wednesdays, we get to just explore topics that you guys have written in and asked us to explore, or topics that we found are in the news, or an article that piqued our interest, or today, because we've been in it. We're just trying to get a little lighthearted.
We are, and we have. We've been getting in it, haven't we?
Yes.
We covered rape culture a few weeks ago in a special Mama Bear Mini, a short episode, because we could not cover this topic.
Exactly.
Last week, we covered how to survive 14 years of marriage, and this wasn't sexy. Like, we got real.
I sure did.
And we have an episode on racism coming up, specifically what we as moms can do to combat racism. It's in the lineup for next week. And I don't know about you, Tessie, but these topics, these have been intense. These minis, whoo!
They have. Fortunately, we got to record quite a few of them together, and so at least it felt like we had each other's backs a little bit, but they still induce a lot of sweat on my part.
Yes.
I mean, you and I, we are intense beings. Mm. I think our husbands would agree that we are intense beings.
True.
I think Jake even has like a signal for when you're being a little too intense, doesn't he?
It's patting of my hair, because apparently when I get a little intense and worked up, my hair starts literally standing up all like Albert Einstein style. And so he literally will like smooth the side of my head down. And then I'm like, oh, okay, you're right. I'm talking a little loud and I'm a little excited.
Yeah, I love it. I mean, for all you other intense beings out there, you know this. Mm-hmm. Your significant other has a sign. Zach has a look, and I know. I just need to simmer down, okay? But you and I also have this fun, lighthearted side to us, so.
We do. We just have to remember to pull it out sometimes.
Yeah, you know, we were thinking about what kind of episode to record, and we were like, even in this, like, really intense Facebook during election season, we have to stop sometimes. We have to stop. We got to look at cute cat videos. You know, we got to do these things that just make you smile and forget about the world for a time. So that's what this mini should do, don't you think?
Yes, I do. And I mean, if we're honest, it's not like we're changing our tune all that much. I still do hope that this episode provides some useful content, right? But we really are going to try to soften things up just a little bit today. And let's just shoot, Tessie, let's shoot for a tiny bit less intense.
Okay.
Like, let's try that. We're going to try.
When we were talking about this episode, I pitched the idea, like, costumes that you wish you could wear. Remember this? Mm-hmm. You didn't pick up on it, but I was like, let's talk about the way that I want to show up to our Halloween party, our brother's Halloween party, in my pajamas, like dressed as 5 p.m. Tessie. I thought that would be really fun to talk about for 10 minutes for a segment. But you guys, we're not doing that. Don't worry. I think Leslie was smart to pull the plug on that segment.
I just let that text message just kind of hang out in the air a little bit. I don't know.
So instead of discussing 5 p.m. Tessie and what that costume would look like, we're going to talk about what we're reading. Mm-hmm. We're going to talk about what we're watching and what we're cooking and eating. This sounds like it's going to be easy enough.
I think so. It sounds just right, actually. Sounds just right.
All right, let's do it.
So, Tessie, the former English teacher in me loves this question. What are you reading these days?
Okay, so we've said before, we get books sent to us. Mm-hmm. So I've just finished a couple of those. Don't want to give those away. But I literally just started last night. I've read a few pages of a book called The Leftovers. Have you read it?
I don't think so. Who's it by?
Tom Perrotta. Not sure about that name, but it came highly recommended by two people I work with at my gym, and so I'm super excited. I'm really excited. It's a novel, so I'm excited to dig in and just kind of evaporate into the words.
Awesome.
You know, feels so good. How about you?
I picked up a book the other day called Wonder Woman, and it's the subtitle is 25 Innovators, Inventors, and Trailblazers Who Changed History, and it features women. It was written by Sam Maggs, and it's also illustrated. The illustrator is Sophia Foster Dimino. And it's really fun. I don't know. I've read a couple now to Sintayu, and I could certainly read it to the boys as well. But it's, I don't know, it features women who are all of those things, inventors, innovators, trailblazers. And the author, her voice is kind of irreverent almost, and it's very much like, hey, we are underrepresented in especially like the literature of science, and I want to make sure that girls know that there are women out there who have done these amazing things throughout history.
That's awesome.
So it's great. It's really fun. And like I said, I think I'm always looking for those little vignettes, kind of little stories that you can read when you just have a couple of minutes here and there, or like before bedtime.
You know what we should do is like pick a few of your favorites and we'll explore them on a mini.
That's
like
a
people who you should know but you don't.
Oh, I love that. I love that.
Okay. Get excited, guys. That's coming in probably January.
I'm also reading a lot of magazines. You know I love periodicals and
I know you do.
I've been pretty busy lately, but the book launched and so I've been like, okay, I'm just going to relax a little and just read some magazines. So I've been reading, I get Real Simple and Oprah, so those have both been fun. But I have to tell you, at the book signing, a friend brought me a little gift, which was super sweet. It was a journal and then a magazine. And the magazine is called Breathe and Make Time for Yourself.
And it's a whole magazine titled this?
It is. And it's like the...
Fascinating.
It's well-being, mindfulness, creativeness, escaping, and it's one of those beautiful English magazines that costs like $13, so it's kind of like a book almost. And so I love it, but it's weird because it was given to me, and I feel a little bit like, is this person saying I need to breathe and take time for myself? It's kind of like in high school, I had a boyfriend in high school for Valentine's one day, a Valentine's Day gift. He gave me Don't Sweat the Small Stuff as a gift. And so there's just this little sensitive part of me that I'm sure that the person who gave me this did not have the intention of like, girl, you need to slow down. But I must need to, because every time I look at this magazine, I'm just like, I don't need to slow down, or like I'm just having this weird reaction to it. So it's beautiful.
I think it's so amazing that you're salty, like about a high school boyfriend, like the foresight that good sir had. I mean, that is so funny to me. That is hilarious.
It's true. He was quite a judge of character. He was kind of spot on, really.
You know, coming from someone who thinks that was a great gift for you after you birthed this 5-year project, I'm just going to say I don't even know who that friend is, but I have a feeling she or he was just like, God, you must have worked so hard for this. Just take some time for yourself.
I know, you know, and I hate that I've attached any judgment to this. Like, it's a gift. Like, of course this person had good intentions. It's just me being... You know, we do embrace sensitivity and we embrace being sensitive, but I feel like this might be on that part of why being sensitive gets a bad name, you know?
What's the guy's name? You're going to tell me afterwards. We're going to just be like, you ruined it, guy. You ruined it. for time mm-hmm. eternal.
I'll tell you. I'll fill you in.
Okay, Leslie, I don't know about you, but this fall is one of my favorite times because TV comes back on. There are some decent, like, summer mm-hmm. shows, but not many. For the bulk of it, it's all about mm-hmm. fall. So when we were celebrating your book launch, we stayed up until midnight talking about what we were watching on TV because there's so mm-hmm. much good stuff happening out there. And I want to hear what you, right. like, we made ourselves pick just a few, and I want to hear what you're watching, but also mm-hmm. then I want everybody to tell us what they're watching, too, so that I can binge more yes. shows. But, like, why don't you start with your list here?
Mm-hmm. Okay, so we didn't realize, Jake and I did not realize we had not seen the full season of Veep that is currently on HBO Go. So we were delighted. It was like one of those unexpected gifts that like we thought it was done. And yet there were like three episodes that we hadn't seen yet.
Me too.
I love that show. Julia Louis-Dreyfus is amazing. It's just the whole thing is so good.
I've actually never tweeted at a star or like a celebrity before, uh-huh. but there was one episode of that, and I am not caught up, but there was one episode where she just rocked my world. She's just amazing. She was so on point that I actually tweeted at her.
You did.
So this goes down as my one and only tweet to a celebrity because I was just like, you just need to know that you're killing me over here in Michigan.
Oh my gosh.
You know?
Yeah. Oh yeah.
So good. All right. What else?
It's great. So we just started Transparent on Netflix, mm-hmm, which mm-hmm. is wonderful. It's wonderful. I've been hearing about it for quite some time. I know it's won a lot of awards and gotten some accolades, but it's just delightful and deep and interesting, and I'm really enjoying that as well. We kind of got on the Stranger Things bandwagon. A lot of people are talking mm-hmm. about that. I don't know. Our interest has fizzled a little bit after like four or five episodes in, partly because I discovered there was a new season of New Girl on Netflix.
Yeah.
And it's just, you know, I watch TV mostly with Jake. I don't watch really any TV that is not kind of a communal TV watching experience, but we enjoy all of these together, and he usually doesn't dig sitcoms, and I really love the sitcom.
Yeah.
Like, I love it. And New Girl always just makes me laugh until I cry.
Speaking of laugh until I cry, firstly, I love New Girl as well. But secondly, I got to take your three to ice cream when I was back for your book launch.
Mm-hmm.
And this is Oliver. For those of you who've been with us from the beginning, when we got to interview Leslie's kids on the Mother's Day episode, this will not surprise you that Oliver says this, but he too is a fan of the sitcom. And so we mm-hmm. were talking about whether or not he had started watching Fuller House, because my kids are currently loving Fuller House.
Are they really?
They are. They are. And I guess not the older ones. They're not watching, but the younger two are. And so I said to your kids, like, oh, are you guys checking out Fuller House? And Oliver's like, well, I mean, I binge watched all of The Office. So now after watching really, really adult and really like advanced and well articulated humor, I just can't go back to like what the kids watch.
Oh my gosh.
And I was like, you know what? That's such a great point. That's exactly why I will never watch Fuller House either. Oliver, once you go Office, you never go back.
I know. And, you know, he was so excited, and we started watching The Office together, and then, like, he just, on weekends, he would literally watch, like, eight episodes in a row, so I couldn't hang with him. But the thing about that always worried me, and listeners, maybe I'm just making too much of it, but, like, I don't love the character of Jim from The Office. I think he's kind of mean.
Really?
And so we had some really interesting conversations. Yes, about The Office shenanigans. We're getting serious again, Tessa. Darn it. We're getting intense.
We can't help it.
We can't. We're not going to tell. Let's not. We're not going to dissect the character of Jim. Moving on.
Okay. Another mini. Check back for that mini in February. Zach always does that. Like, he'll say something and I'll be like, but what do you think about that? He's like, Tessie, I just stubbed my toe. We don't need to go any further. Okay, that's fair.
Okay.
So, speaking of sitcoms, have you got into Black-ish yet?
Mm-mm.
What? You guys will love
okay,
this.
Okay, where do we find this?
Probably the first season, at least, is on Netflix. I watch okay. Hulu. You guys, okay. You don't have any big trips planned. Pay the friggin' $8 a month for Hulu.
I don't know. It's either $8 for Hulu or a trip to Paris. I don't know.
So, Black-ish, if you guys are not familiar, it's a black family. The grandparents live with them. It is really intelligent, thoughtful, hilarious. I love it so much. It's such a comment on, of course, what it means to be black in America. But it's mm-hmm. also just about, like, being in America. Like, their struggles are the same struggles with just more nuance, you know? But you guys will love it. You need to start.
Okay.
You need to start.
For sure.
And then I just, oh my God, Leslie, This Is Us. Have you started yet?
No, but I, based on your text or your snap that you just sent today with, like, tears streaming down your face, I don't know.
So I'm just getting caught up. So the episode I just watched, the storyline is that this couple has triplets. One of them ends up, whatever, they end up adopting a young African-American baby. And so this newest one that I got caught up on, it's basically his story of being black in a white family in a white community. So of course it hit all the mm-hmm. points and adopted, you know, I mean, it was just all this thing, but it's like Parenthood. The writing is so perfect. I know I'm going to do a little research. Like one of the writers has to be adopted or had to have adopted. Like it's just, it was too personal that I'm like, they know what this is about, you know?
Yeah.
So I'm excited to dig into that. This is another Hulu one. Get Hulu.
Okay. So Hulu, just so I know, Hulu is television shows that are on
yes.
television
now,
but that you don't have, because we don't have DVR, we don't
right.
have any
no,
of that
we don't
stuff.
Either.
So Hulu.
Yes, we don't have cable, so we get Hulu for freaking $8 a month. Can I keep saying that? And you have to watch commercials, which I don't love, a couple times, but it's okay. like, I don't know, 2 minutes of commercials okay. or something. You got to do it, because
right.
then you can get the newest season and New Girl, too.
Ooh.
I'm just saying.
I mean, $8.
$8. Okay. It's ridiculous.
I'll think about it.
Another new one, and this one, our oldest two get to stay up a little later than the youngest three.
Mm.
And so the four of us, Zach, me, Tristan, and Tomas, are watching Designated Survivor. And it's another Kiefer Sutherland. It's like kind of classic Kiefer, but
okay.
But yeah, it's good. We're loving it. We're loving it. And
cool.
it, like you said, it's fun to build family time around that.
Yeah.
And then
love that.
Speaking of family time, the Cubs.
Mm.
Now, at the time of this, who knows, right? But
who
we're
knows?
Recording this a little early because obviously it has to go through the editing process. So we've just been enjoying the Cubs. That's all I'll say about it. It's just
yeah.
we've been enjoying the Cubs as family.
All right, Tessie, so we've been doing some reading,
mm-hmm.
we've been doing some watching
mm-hmm.
of television.
Mm-hmm.
What have you been eating?
Okay, so one of our favorite family meals, and it's something we now cook for guests as well. I will warn the listeners that it does include tofu, but you can do your meat of choice as well, okay? But it's got like, it's Asian inspired. And since I've done it a few times, I've added some fun things to it. Okay.
Mm-hmm.
So if you're doing tofu, my favorite way to cook tofu real quick, drain it for like 2 hours, you know,
mm-hmm.
where you smush it in paper towels and like put something heavy on it. And
mm-hmm.
then you cut into cubes and then put on a baking sheet at like 400 and about 20 minutes, 25 minutes. And about halfway through, I kind of flip them. My favorite way. That's how my kids love
just
them.
Plain.
Just
like
plain.
You don't season. Okay.
Not for this one. For other ones,
okay.
like if you're going to make tacos or something like that, you could put taco seasoning on it. But for this,
mm-hmm.
I don't, just because some of the seasonings taste weird.
So you just bake it.
Yep. Just bake it.
Okay.
And then
okay.
Once it's cooled, I make like a sauce of peanut butter and then tamari, which is gluten-free soy sauce. So if you just have soy sauce and a little brown sugar or coconut sugar if you want sweetness. And then the real like winner here is chili garlic sauce. Do you have some of this laying around?
Oh yeah, we do.
Ugh. And then usually a zest or something of ginger. So that's your sauce. Okay. And really just enough mm-hmm. to coat it. And then you make okay. some rice at the same time, or you can do a noodle and then mm-hmm. combine it all. I also add, there's like at Meijer, a bag of Asian stir fry veggies. And I add a couple bags of those. So it's got like the whole stir fry. I mean,
ooh, that sounds amazing.
It is. My kids are obsessed with it. And it takes a little planning just because it takes time to drain the right. tofu. But if you're going to do chicken, if you're going to do something else, like bake that however you normally would as well. But other than that, like once you get the yeah. tofu done, no big deal. It's amazing.
That sounds
gotta do
terrific.
It.
Yeah, that sounds yeah. great. And that it sounds company worthy, as you said.
It is. It is. What are you doing?
So it's fall and I love a good smelling house.
You sure do. Without all the chemicals.
That's right. And so we are eating a lot of sweet potatoes. It okay. makes the house smell amazing. Plus mm-hmm. they're great for you and they're really, really versatile. Yeah. And so one way, I'm going to tell you four different ways that you can okay. use the humble sweet potato. One is I bake them like all day long. And I know that's crazy, oh. but if you just poke your holes in your sweet potato, put them on foil on your baking pan.
Okay.
And then just like as long as you're home, put them on a low heat. If I only have like 4 hours or something, I put them in at like 350. But if I'm home all day, I'll literally cook them at like 200, 250 all day.
Really?
Long. Yes. I've been doing this since college. It's really good. They're just amazing. Like slow cooked baked sweet potato. You'll
this is
love
good
it.
To know.
You will
okay.
love it. So if we don't bake them, I'll often cube them and just like peel them, cube them, put them just with onions. So it's so good.
Yes.
Just a little bit of olive oil. So just sweet potato and yellow onion. And it's surprisingly fantastic. So simple, mm-hmm. so mm-hmm. good. I love the root vegetables this time of year. So often we'll bake, you know, cubed sweet potato, again with onions, but then other root vegetables like carrots and parsnips and turnips. Jicama is something new, too, mm. that we've been putting with that. Then a little rosemary, some olive oil, just a pinch of salt. When any of those things, if you're baking them, cubing them with onions, or doing that whole roasted root vegetable idea, you can then pair them with quinoa and corn and mushrooms. Mm. Like, and that can kind of, that's more of a main course if you do yeah. that. So they're versatile, they're delicious, they smell good. We may turn orange. Because that can happen.
One of my favorite stories about you actually deals with my sweet potato recipe.
Yes. I forget about your amazing sweet potato.
I always make a sweet potato, and I did it vegan last year, mm-hmm. if you'll remember, which I plan on doing this year again. Okay, I make a sweet God. Potato
thank
casserole.
You,
and at one point, somebody dropped the sweet potato casserole, right? Your leftovers.
Uh-huh. We had a plate. It was me that dropped the sweet potato. But, yeah, I mean, I, like, fought for those leftovers. And I managed to get them home. And then I put them on the plate to put them in the microwave to warm up. And I dropped it. And it broke. But I, like, picked through the shards of ceramic plate because... Is that amazing? Or I'm that gross. I'm not sure which one. But we have to find that recipe. It is not vegan in any
the
sense.
Original is not. The original is not. You can make it vegan, you guys. I did it. You couldn't even tell the difference.
Oh my gosh.
I don't
so
think.
We have to post that for sure.
Yeah, we'll post all those
sweet
recipes.
Sweet potato love.
Leslie, what's your favorite snack? Like we talked about reading and eating. Do you ever snack or reading and watching TV? Do you ever snack when you're doing that?
Not really. I'm not
really?
Snacky. I might be drinking wine or...
Yeah.
Yeah, I'm not really snacky. Like, I don't do popcorn, pretzels, things like that. I don't know. You love popcorn, don't you?
Yeah, we love the Smart Pop. If you guys aren't on the Smart Pop bandwagon, you need to do that while you're doing your binge reading or watching.
Yeah,
so good. So good.
Let's leave our listeners with a dare, Tessie. Mama Bears, if you've been feeling the weight of the world, we get it. If things like rape culture and racism and the election are things that exhaust your mama bear, we get it. We understand that you're sensitive to this world, and we applaud you for that. We encourage that. And actually, most of the time, we dare you to take your care and your sensitivity and your passion and use it for good. Mm-hmm. But today, Mama Bears, we're tired. And we think some of you just, you might be tired too. So today we dare you to just take a little break from all that intensity. Go ahead and turn on New Girl or Black-ish or just veg with a book. Just be. Just sit around with your friends and talk about TV shows and recipes and your current favorite snack foods. Or just open a book or a magazine for fun. Try not to overthink it. Sure, you've read the newspaper and you've read multiple long-form articles about how America has really outlawed adolescence or the psychogeography of Pokemon Go. These are real articles that I've looked at.
That you've indulged.
But yeah, just read something for pleasure or for fun. Embrace a little levity. We dare you to just let a few things go. Mama Bears, it can be a tough, intense world out there. And sometimes you've got to embrace the soft spots, the simple pleasures, and just have a good time.
Oh, so true. All the mama bears out there are like, thank God.
They're
making us do something hard again. That was so good, sister. Such a good point. Self-care, ladies and gents.
Yeah.
Self-care. So you guys, we want to hear from you. We have started to really build this community, right? It's been so fun to see you share our episodes and tell your friends and your family about them. Because then we become friends on social media, and it's just like a great big love fest most of the time. Mm-hmm. So thank you guys so much for doing that. Make sure you come and follow us on Facebook, Instagram, Twitter, Snapchat. We're at all the places because we want to be able to reach out to you and have you reach out to us with who you are loving and what you are loving these days too. So hit us up on one of those. Also, make sure you subscribe on iTunes or Stitcher or wherever you get your podcasts and leave us a review on iTunes. Once again, that just really helps move all of this forward, right? Keeps the oil in the wheels, if you will.
The gas in the tank.
We could do this for days. But you guys, thank you so much for indulging some of our favorites, and I hope you experience just a little bit of levity today.
Yes. Have a great week.
Have a great week.
The wind in your sails. The pedal to your bicycle.
The peanut butter to your jelly. Just gives us the peanut butter to our jelly.
It's true. You got to.